The question was asked, how does Yitzchak know what the smell is of Gan Eden? So there are multiple answers we could give. The simplest one we could give is, it says the verse in Mishlei and Proverbs, Sod Hashem li Reyav. Those who fear Hashem know his secrets. So Torah allows a person to know things that otherwise you wouldn't know. The Talmud tells us, the rabbis had a discussion in understanding the laws of Sota. When a woman is alone with a man, so then her husband can forewarn her and tell her, I don't want you to be alone with this guy. And if she is, and there are witnesses, so then he could bring her to the temple, the whole Sota procedure to clarify whether something improper happened or not. So then the Talmud tries to figure out how long do they have to be alone in seclusion for it to be considered a Sota. And the Talmud brings many opinions. One of the opinions is the opinion of Ben Azai. Ben Azai was a Tana who never wed. So the Talmud says, how does he know how long it takes for a couple to be together? He was never married. So the Talmud says either he was quoting his tradition from his teachers, or Sod Hashem li Reyav, when you learn, you know things, even though you didn't experience them. So Ben Azai can offer an opinion how long the couple would be together for them to be suspect of having done something improper, even though he's never been married. So we have this concept of Sod Hashem li Reyav, that sometimes people can know things, even though they haven't experienced them. That's one of the things that Torah gives us, a knowledge of things beyond what we know. That's number one. Number two, the description of the Garden of Eden is Chakal Tapuchim, a field of, what is a tapuach? Correct, it is an esrog, it is a citron. So that description of Gan Eden is the smell of a field of citrons. And thirdly, there's a midrash that says that after the Akedah, Yitzhak Avinu needed a break. Yitzhak Avinu went to the Garden of Eden. He spent a period in the Garden of Eden before he came back to life. I said it in a very simplistic way. I said he needed a break. But there is such a midrash that Yitzhak spent a period in the Garden of Eden before he came back to life. So,
experience.
Okay, so one of these three, or another answer, I'm saying any one of these three I think is fair. Any one, you don't need two. But maybe there are other answers.